Radicalized refers to the process by which an individual or group adopts increasingly extreme views, often in opposition to the political, social, or religious status quo. This process can lead to the adoption of extremist beliefs and potentially harmful behavior. In essence, being radicalized means having one's beliefs become more extreme, particularly in the political or religious context. The death of Charlie Kirk has brought to the forefront the actuality of a divided nation, what everyone knew, but many attempted to deny. Charlie Kirk's cold-blooded murder has brought to the forefront another issue concerning the instructions students are receiving from their teachers, public schools, universities, and unfortunately, in the home. If you recall the events associated with the 9/11 attack on the Twin Towers and the associated sites, the media aired the response of the citizens of various Middle East locations. In the video clips, men, women, and children were shown to be joyous and praising the attacks that were launched against the USA. What was unseen was disturbing, that is, the children. For whatever reason, the parents expressed joy over the 2,977 souls lost in the combined attacks. The children expressed the same jubilation. What does that have to do with Charlie Kirk? Since the cold-blooded murder of Charlie Kirk, children in public schools, universities, private homes, and/or public media are being radicalized to believe that murder is acceptable. Every person that praises the cold-blooded murder is teaching their children and/or other parents' children that it is acceptable to murder someone because of what they said, or because they disagree with expressing their political, moral, or religious beliefs. Now, consider the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "But we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, as knowing this, that law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and for the unruly, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for fornicators, for abusers of themselves with men, for men-stealers, for liars, for false swearers, and if there be any other thing contrary to the sound doctrine, according to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust," that being the Apostle Paul, 1 Timothy 1, 8-11. What is the most disturbing action? That a man can go to a university and express his God-given and constitutional freedom to encourage young minds to develop a morally clean lifestyle and stand up for constitutional freedom and have a person with evil intent to take the life of a man, a husband, and a father, of whom his children will not come to know, simply because evil did not like what he said. Oh, by the way, I and my wife have also, as many men and women that we know have done, been to universities and encouraged young minds to seek the Lord God in spirit and truth, identify moral error, and expose the senselessness of hate for the gospel of Jesus Christ, have encouraged obedience to the gospel and the blessings of free speech provided by the Constitution. So what? What happened to Charlie Kirk could just as easily, and may yet, apply to me, my wife, and anyone who publicly or privately encourages repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, if a pronouncement, "He had it coming," applies, you be the judge.